Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is Dave Gibson, and today's intention is about getting sound healing into the mainstream and bringing a system of healing into the mainstream that is affordable and also that gives everybody a way to be able to heal themselves and also empowers everybody to heal themselves. That's the ultimate goal, and that's where I think we're headed. So that's our intention. We'll hold that frequency of transformation so that we can all heal ourselves ultimately. The field, this show is about the field of sound healing and the wide perspective that everything that's going on in the field. It's really tricky to try to go over all of it and even touch on all of it in just a one-hour show, but we'll see what we can do here. And it's also, we'll be touching on a lot of the things that we actually teach here at the Sound Healing Institute here in San Francisco. We have a three-month certificate program that teaches the wide perspective of everything in sound healing, including a lot of skills you can use to actually work in the field. And then we have an associate degree program. The certificate program, the three-month certificate program, is the first semester of our associate degree program. And it takes you into much more depth in the different areas of sound healing and sound therapy, and also takes you into the area of research. And also our students doing treatments on people in our therapy center every week. So you get a huge amount of practice, so you get really comfortable at doing sound healing. And then we're starting an online class. In about a month, we're going to be doing online classes. So we will actually have two versions. One where you will have a live instructor, and so it will be at a specific time, and you'll have to make sure that your time works at that time. But the advantage is you are with a live person, and you can ask questions. And we're going to have a core group of people here at the school, about five or six instructors that teach the core classes. And then we're going to have, eventually we'll have like about 20 or 30 other instructors from around the world that you can choose from as electives to make up a whole certificate program. And we're hoping that we can get that underway by the middle of October. It's a little tricky. We've been doing online audio recording classes and sound healing music production classes, but I've got to get all the instructors up to speed on the technology, so I'm not sure exactly how long that will take. That's why we don't know an exact date yet. So those are the main classes, and then the sound healing music production course we also teach here as well. Okay. So with the whole field of sound healing, it really kind of breaks into two main types of categories. You can divide it a few different ways. First of all, one way to divide it is based on natural sound healing with natural instruments, and then there's electronic instruments or technology, sound healing that uses technology, and sometimes those even cross over. And even those two components are just the healing aspect of sound healing. There's also a whole area of sound healing which is a diagnostic area, although in this field or in this world you can't use diagnostic unless you're medically approved. So we say assessment tools. So there are healing modalities with natural and electronic instruments or technology, and then there are also assessment tools. Now, to even take it to another category, there are healing modalities, but there are also the modalities in sound healing that take people into higher states of consciousness and bring people into high states of love and spirit and gratitude, appreciation, and the full range of higher emotions that we speak of as higher consciousness. So what we do at the school is we try to provide a full range of this. We try and give people the therapeutic side, the allopathic side, the healing side, and then we also give people the spiritual side, because as I've talked about many times on the show, I believe that the healing, the spiritual side of taking people into higher consciousness is actually where we're headed, and is a pure way of doing healing. Although I got an email from a woman that comes to our open houses and conferences just last week that was perfect, because I've often said that, if you heal a cancer in somebody, then you can take on karmic issues, because you don't necessarily know the issue behind the cancer, and you might be bypassing a lesson that person needs to learn. However, if this is what this person emailed me, which is so perfect, and that is that maybe it's in the karmic way of that person, it's in their karma, or it's in everybody's karma, for us to heal cancer altogether so that we're all free of it. Okay? So that maybe it's not going to create karma. And that's the other aspect. If you engage a person in their own healing, even if you're using an allopathic model and you're not just taking away symptoms, but you're actually engaging them in the healing themselves, then you can use any technique as long as they're involved and their whole spirit agrees or feels that it's time to heal and they're ready to heal. And as I've mentioned before, I believe that more and more people are coming to the space where they, that they are able to engage themselves in doing this healing. Okay. So we have the full range from healing to raising consciousness, from natural instruments to electronic instruments. I mean, there's the full range. So let's start with the whole area of the natural instruments, because this is a huge, huge area. The first thing that comes to mind are instruments like crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls. Now, crystal bowls, I've got one here. This bowl happens to be a bee bowl. I'll play a little bit of it. In the key of B. Just hearing that. What's nice about bowls and a lot of instruments, but it's particularly bowls, is they create a consistent tone that triggers a consistent frequency in us. Because as I've spoken many times before, I believe that it's important to get a consistent frequency humming in yourself. It's not that you need to get it humming in yourself, you just need to reconnect with that consistent frequency that is already in you, which is spirit, love, and a full range of cosmic frequencies that are just always there, including the frequency of your soul. And so that's probably the best part of the bowl. The other part, though, is a crystal bowl will actually create binaural beats. It creates an oscillation that is in slow sub delta, so it's going and it's been shown that those t- type of oscillations that are less than one cycle per second are the oscillations that are created in the brain when somebody's meditating in a real high state of meditation, in enlightenment or samadhi or any type of really, really ecstatic or blissful state. So the crystal bowl is actually entraining your brain into a state of high meditation in one way. There's more to it because your heart has to go there as well. But it's, you know, as I always say, the more often you lead a horse to water, the more chances are it'll drink. Or the more ways you lead a horse to water, the more chances it will drink. So if you get the mind going, you know, and then ultimately, if we get something that entrains the heart, then we can have two things going that will possibly entrain you into that state of mind. And that's what the technology that we're working here at the school in our virtual reality system that I'll mention at some point possibly, because that's part of the technologies out there. So crystal bowl also has the other advantage that it has a really slow fade. It seems like a real basic thing, but I think it's one of the most important things of all in sound healing music and sound at all, is a sound that fades out really slowly and basically seamlessly interfaces you or connects you to silence. That's just, I mean, because I believe the most incredible thing about sound is when it fades out really slowly and it leaves you in this place of just perfect stillness. Perfect, just like, whoa. And bowls do that when they fade out. If you really just stop and listen to them fade completely to silence, even after it goes to silence, the sound seems to still be there. And that's the peace, that frequency humming in silence. Bowls are really good at it. They're the best. They are the best. Tibetan bowls are the metallic bowls, which have a whole nother energy, most particularly the energy of the person who makes them. And that's probably the nicest thing about Tibetan bowls is the consciousness. I mean, let me back up. With crystal bowls, they're just made by machine. It's not like they're handmade at all. You have a machine that makes them, and there's very little. I mean, it's nice if you have the people working on it that are in a higher state of consciousness, but, you know, it's just like crank it out, you know, and box it up. Whereas with a Tibetan bowl, they're actually handmade. They're banged, you know, hammered by hand after they're shaped, and so that you get this very specific consciousness of the person who makes it in the bowl. Not to mention the types of metals that are used in the bowl. They can actually create a really high state of consciousness as well. There are really cool different types of crystal bowls, like gold crystal bowls or amethyst crystal bowls or rose quartz. They also do that as well. But the metals have like a whole different energy. You know, in one way, it's really kind of what you're drawn to, whether you need metallic energy or more crystal energy. But again, with the Tibetan bowls, you get that other aspect. The Tibetan bowls don't last as long when you play them, so they fade out quicker, and they're not nearly as loud. So, you know, there's that disadvantage, but there's some other things you can do. You can put them next to your mouth and open your mouth, and it will resonate inside your mouth. It's a very cool effect. Then there are tuning forks. You know, with tuning forks, here's a tuning fork that is 441 hertz. The tuning fork actually fades out very slowly also, although they don't last that long at all. This one was lasting a really long time, though. It kept going. course, the big advantage of tuning forks is you can put them right on the body. You can put Tibetan bowls and crystal bowls on the body, and it's very effective. Nothing better than a crystal bowl right on the chest or stomach or on your back with somebody else playing it. Same with a Tibetan bowl. But with tuning forks, you can actually put the tuning forks very specifically on acupuncture points. And there's the whole field of acutonics, which is probably the largest medically approved treatment with sound there is, other than blasting gallstones with I blank out on the name. You guys know, you know, the way they break up gallstones and kidney stones. It'll come to me in a minute. So anyway, tuning forks are in a lot of hospitals, the acutonic system, and it's very effective for actually getting rid of pain. Simply putting tuning forks on each vertebrae, or the side of each vertebrae on the spine, going up and down the spine with a tuning fork, it's amazing how effective it is for calming you out. But if you have a very specific pain, and you put it on the right acupuncture points, I've had it get rid of like major pain, and like 80% of it's gone after 15 minutes. And it's just really well known that it works well for pain. What we're working on here at the school is an actual bodysuit where you can have transducer, little tiny speakers in a suit that are on acupuncture points. So you can actually have a frequency on an acupuncture point for as long as you want. Tuning fork only lasts like 10 seconds, and you have to keep hitting it. But with the suit, you'll be able to have those frequencies continue. And not only that, you can actually have frequencies moving up and down meridians. So you can have flowing sound through your body with the bodysuit we're working on. So, that's a new piece of technology. It should be ready in about a year here, maybe only 9 months, actually. So there are also a full range of natural instruments. Of course, there's ethnic instruments. I mean, even the sitar can be considered a sound healing instrument. It's got a lot of odd harmonics which help activate and break up stuck energy. Another really common natural instrument is the didgeridoo. The didgeridoo has an oscillating frequency that moves up and down, like whing, whing, whing. When you have that, that breaks up stuck energy. It actually creates binaural beats in the system. We have one of our previous instructors had breast cancer, and she had a tumor that was quite large. And she had her friend play a didgeridoo on it for a couple of months, and the tumor went away completely. It's been gone for about 6 years now. I mean, it's amazing. So the didgeridoo is also just the fact that it's so loud and a low frequency, it vibrates your whole body. And any low frequency sound that vibrates your body has an especially effective healing effect, just because low frequencies have more power. To create a low frequency takes like way more power than a high frequency, and it's a much larger wavelength. A low frequency of 20 hertz has a wavelength of 56 feet long. That means the wave in the air is 56 feet long. That's huge. That's enough energy to really move something. And a didgeridoo is loud enough when you put it right on your body to really vibrate your whole body. It's nice when they put it right on your chest and your heart. It's like, whoa, God, it's intense, really intense. And then, of course, there's the energy of the didge player that really helps as well. And so you got another live instrument. You know, another thing with natural instruments, it's the more a person can put their energy into the natural instrument, the better. For example, a keyboard, you can't put it quite as much energy into it as, say, a saxophone. But a didge, it's like almost all of the person's energy, because it's like you can really put a lot of energy. Crystal bowl, there's only so much energy from the person that goes into it in the playing, because, you know, there's only two or three ways you can play a crystal bowl. You know, we're not talking about intention, we're just talking about the actual performance energy. So that's a consideration on a natural instrument as well. Because, you know, if you got a person that's in the right energy and they can really get that energy into the playing of the instrument, then it's more effective. Because the truth is, a person's energy is more effective than an instrument's energy. Okay. Now, that brings us to another natural instrument, that is the voice. The voice is the most powerful natural instrument there is. There is none better, because there is a million, or at least a few hundred or so, ways for a person to, probably more than 100, probably 1,000 different ways to create a sound with your voice. And that means you have tons of parameters you can play with, which means that spirit has a huge number of ways to manifest through your voice. Whereas if you're playing a keyboard, you got which note, how loud you play it, and maybe a pitch wheel or modulation wheel. Not much else on a keyboard as far as, you know, how you get your energy into it. Maybe four or five parameters but with your voice, thousands of parameters that spirit has to go through. And so you've got a lot more avenues to be able to heal a lot more things. And it's just a lot more direct. So in the school, we actually teach quite a few techniques for using the voice. And one is to do sound healing with the voice, where you actually do a tone, make a tone, consistent tone, and you move up and down, move your body up and down next to the other person's body. So basically you're toning into their body, not very close, but just, you know, far away enough so you don't, you know, get into their field too much. And you move up and down. And when you come across an area on their body that has an issue going on, your voice will break up. Or something will happen to your voice. It's like you just start coughing or something happens. And you can hear it. So it's like, something happens. And you know that's an area. There's also, I know people that use instruments like Qingshas. The two little bells that you ching together and they go wee. I've got some, but I don't have them in the room here. And they put those on the body, and they can tell the way those change sound when you're in different areas of the body. That they can use that as a diagnostic on the body. So you can use a lot of instruments next to the body and see how the body absorbs the energy or not, and that will tell you what's going on with the body. So after you do this diagnostic with the voice, with a pure tone, the same note up and down on the whole body, then you tune into spirit and you ask spirit to help you give that person the sound they need. And then you make the sound up and down on their body that they need. Our instructor, Lisa Raphael, is really good at teaching how to tune into spirit and also how to see energy and how to hold your own energy while working on the other person's energy. That's a real common problem with healers, is to be able to not lose your own energy, you know, not take on the other person's energy. I had a friend years ago that had a best friend that got this really rare cancer. Like 200 people in the whole United States have this cancer. And she died of that cancer, her best friend. And a month later, my friend got the same cancer. And that's like, you know, if you merge with somebody else too much, you just take on their emotions. And it's a real common problem for therapists as well. And so anyway, Lisa Raphael teaches a very great, very powerful technique for holding your own energy and own frequency while seeing the other person's frequency and working on that person's frequency and helping transform it. Okay. So there's another instrument, natural instrument, that is really powerful as well. And of course, that's the harp. And, you know, it takes a lot more time to learn how to play it. Although there's some real simple things you can play on harp that are really, really wonderful. Reminds me of our good friend Joel Andrews, who channels angels through his harp and does healing through his harp. You actually find your root frequency while playing the harp, and then the angels actually do a healing for you while he's playing the harp. And, of course, there's the whole Harp Therapy Association that teaches how to use the harp for people in transitions, people that are dying, and people in any type of transition. God, I don't know, it just occurred to me a whole other instrument that isn't really an instrument, and I don't know what category it'd fall into, but I should probably mention it. And that's the use of nature sounds for healing. And we just had a whole presentation at our school a couple of weeks ago about dolphins and how dolphins can do healing on people. And probably one of the most interesting aspects was that dolphins, you know, they use sonar, and sonar actually goes into the body exactly like X-rays. So the truth is, dolphins can see inside your body and see every organ and see what's going on with it. And that's why they're able to really, you know, do very specific healing. This guy said he's got a dolphin treatment center where people swim with dolphins. And there was a little 6-year-old kid who was paralyzed on one side of his body. And they put him in the pool with the dolphin for 2 days. And by the end of the second day, his paralysis was gone. There was another guy, a kid who was autistic. And he never looked anybody in the eye. And after one day, he also couldn't walk. After one day, he was able to walk, and he was looking people directly in the eye. Just amazing things, you know. So, you know, often it's like we work so hard to come up with all of this music and all of these ideas for healing, and, you know, spirit, it's just so much smarter. It's just so much smarter. So anyway, we can just open up and let the spirit come through to the natural healing instruments or through other sounds of nature. You know, it's really, really cool. This might be a good time. Also, there's just, you know, the truth is, any natural sound, any nature sound is healing. I mean, there's probably not a nature sound that's not healing. Maybe the sound of a lion about to attack you and kill you is maybe not healing, but... But most nature sounds are healing. So this might be a good time to play the sound of the crickets. Don? the part of the crickets that we want to play is we want to start this recording about 2 minutes and 40 seconds in. At least 2 minutes and 40, even up 3 minutes in. And what this is the sound of crickets. I've played this many times, but I just love it so much. I want to play it again. It's the sound of crickets slowed down. And so electronically, these crickets have been slowed down. So what you're going to hear is real crickets, but crickets slowed down as well. There's nothing here but crickets in this recording. There's nothing else but crickets. There's no synthesizers, no people, no choir. It's only crickets. We'll see if Don's there now. Maybe not. Okay. Well, we'll continue, and Don will let me know when the crickets are ready. Okay. So there's nature sounds that are the most powerful of all. There's even, you know, in the classes, we even talk about exactly what's going on in each nature sound. So we'll like analyze nature sounds and break them down. And so you can see how you can use nature sounds in a song if you want to create a song. Or what nature sounds, how nature sounds affect people. I mean, for example, the sound of the ocean is mostly is noise. The technical definition of noise is a incomplete waveform, a waveform that does not have an actual pitch. So white noise is the sound of a radio station when it's gone off the air, or a TV station. Even when you whisper, you're adding noise. And what noise does is it breaks up stuck frequencies, because there are frequencies that get stuck in us. I mean, when people have learning disabilities or post-traumatic stress syndrome, there's actually a theta loop that is looping in the brain. So it's like a frequency they're stuck on. I believe that when people have autism, that they're just stuck on a certain frequency and not operating at the full frequency bandwidth. So noise helps break up that stuck energy. It gets you out of that frequency. So the ocean is really good at kind of clearing the palate. But it's got a second component in it that is kind of like the didgeridoo in the way it breaks up stuck energy. And that is, when the wave curls over, it actually creates a resonance in the curl. So the sound wave bounces off the inside of the curl. And depending on the size of the curl, it will create a certain frequency. And since the curl starts to get smaller as the wave crashes, the wave goes, or it's like, so it's a changing frequency or pitch, very similar to the didgeridoo that broke up the cancer. So laying on the beach, we all know how wonderful that is, It really kind of clears the mind, clears the brain waves, and also breaks up stuck energy. Just the most powerful. There's some other things that are going on that I don't quite know, but there's some other energies that the ocean brings. I mean, of course, there's the negative ions, but also there's a frequency that's going on in the ocean that we don't really notice, but I'm sure we're getting, and that is the tidal frequency. I mean, the ocean is changing. The tides are moving all the time, and we don't see it because it's so slow, but it's doing its tide thing the whole time we're there. So in one way, by being next to the ocean, it gets us in touch with the moon, because the moon and the rest of the planets, because even the moon is in relation to the rest of the planets. So just by being by the ocean, we get in touch with the whole solar system. There's also something I just read that was really interesting. There's a bay up in, I think it's in Greenland, up around there somewhere, called the Bay of Bundy. And the width of the bay happens to be the exact frequency, if you break the frequency down into a wavelength, of the tide. So when the tide goes into this bay, it creates a tide that's like 10 times higher than any tide anywhere else on Earth, because it matches the frequency of the distance between the walls of the bay, the sides of the bay. Just an interesting fun fact. Okay, so we've got natural sounds, and again, the voice. I mean, there's nothing cheaper than the voice. It doesn't cost anything. So then there's the whole aspect of toning. There's toning, just doing the different vowels. Oh, and again, these are triggering consistent frequencies in ourselves. And they are also resonating different organs in our body. So it's like having a sound table, in a way, right in your own voice. It's nothing more effective. It's just basic toning. And then there's also the aspect of overtone singing, where you tune into the overtone series. And by tuning into the overtone series, you're tuning into a mathematical structure, the harmonic structure, which is the same as the distance between the planets, the same as each aura on our body, the same as the atoms at the quantum level, and also the same as each vertebrae in our back. Same mathematical structure, the weight of each vertebrae. So doing harmonic overtone singing and tuning into those harmonics taps you into this whole other field that taps you into the whole universe, really, mathematically in a way. Then there's chanting, and especially mantras, doing mantras that are sacred sounds and have been studied, you know, to really bring certain energy into the body and into the emotions and etheric fields. And specifically, there are the aspects of Sanskrit and the Hebrew, which are the sacred languages that they say are not only the actual sounds, but the actual letters are sacred images and sounds that actually map to very specific aspects of our organs and the makeup of our etheric bodies. And so they are the most powerful of all, is what they say. You know, it's like I went to a Sanskrit class once, and they said, you guys are studying what sound healing does and how it affects the body, mind, and spirit. It's been figured out thousands of years ago. It's already figured out. Just, you know, check out Sanskrit. So we also have a class on Sanskrit now, chanting. It's a little work. You have to learn the letters, learn the vowels, learn the alphabet of Sanskrit, which takes a little while, and then chanting it. My understanding is there's nothing more effective for the voice. So that's all of the natural instruments. There's also then electronic instruments, of course, keyboards, and you know. The nice thing about keyboards is you can create really complex sounds that you can't do in other music. You know, you can create really complex sounds that are really cool, that almost create certain sacred geometry images in a way. And also, the one thing I like about synthesizers is you can create a really large bass sound and make it very consistent and rumble your whole body, especially if you're on a sound table. And that's hard to do with other instruments, to create as consistent a bass that you can really crank it up and really shake your whole body. And it's just one of my favorite things, especially when the bass fades out and you're just humming and it just leaves you in this perfect place of peace. This is one of the main things I do in my music production as well. So there's synthesizers, there's, you know, even the electric guitar. I mean, a lot of people say the electric guitar doesn't have a lot of harmonics, which is true. But, you know, I've heard a lot of people just put me to tears playing electric guitar. You know, it's just, I mean, because you can be so expressive with it. I mean, I still just love David Gilmour of Pink Floyd, you know, on the electric guitar. So every instrument can be incredible, you know, as long as the person that's playing it is in the right frame of mind, and when that person then holds a very specific intention, it just exponentially makes the power of that instrument way more powerful. So, you know, every instrument, and then that takes us into the whole world of musical intervals that you can create with instruments, and the different states of consciousness that you get through different musical intervals. We're running out of time already. Okay, so you can, and then also the different modes in music. I mean, we could talk for hours and hours just about that component. Then there's the next aspect of the electronics, and that's being able to create binaural beats. Binaural beats are when you have two frequencies that you play at the same time, which you can create with tone generators in a music program. And those binaural beats will actually, those two frequencies cancel each other out. So instead of woo, you hear wo 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 wo. And that oscillation will entrain your brain into a very specific brainwave pattern. And we've spent a lot of time talking about binaural beats in previous shows. By the way, you know, all of these shows are archived. If you ever want to check any of the shows out, you can go into my section on bbsradio.com, and there's a whole section where all of the archives. We've got like over 30 shows there for you to check out. Only problem is I don't have them labeled yet. I haven't got around to it, but you can. I'll try and get them labeled here within the next week. So we got the whole show on binaural beats at one point. If you have specific interests, I can tell you which show is which. Although when you have to pay like $25 or some a certain amount for a certain amount of time. I think it's $25 for like 3 months or $10 for 3 months, maybe $25 for a year or something. And then you get access to all the archives for a certain amount of time. So you can just check them out whenever you like. And you can just see what, and at the beginning of each show, you'll hear what it's about. So binaural beats entrain you not only into different brainwave states, but they like delta, theta, alpha, and such, but they also entrain you into higher states of consciousness. And that's probably the most interesting thing to me. Dr. Jeffrey Thompson has actually done EEG maps of people that are meditating in a high state of consciousness and then created binaural beats that entrain you into that same high state of consciousness. And it's very powerful. I mean, it means that we could probably entrain people into joy, into divine love, train people into appreciation, and then even entrain people into their own soul. I think we've just touched the tip of the iceberg, or the tip of the spirit, as we'll say. Okay. So that's some electronics. There's also the whole other world of voice analysis, and that is mapping out the harmonics, well, first of all, the frequencies of each note of each syllable of the voice. So, you know, everybody kind of sings as they actually talk. You know, some people are really, they really sing when they talk, and other people kind of are just in the same, you know, note all the time when they talk. And the way you talk and what notes you hit really is affected by what's going on in your whole body. And this has been proven by Kay Thompson Liu and the Voice Bio System. It's also Sherry Edwards, who has a show on BBS as well, that talks about, you know, analyzing the voice and finding the frequencies that are missing in your voice. And then there's Don Estes that not only uses the frequency of the voice, but he also uses the harmonics and does a voice analysis to find out the harmonics, because the harmonics in your voice show everything that's going on in your voice, including the envelope of your voice, and that is the change in volume over time. So, you know, if someone's angry, they get really loud, whereas if you're in love, it's like slowly the sound gets loud and soft. And so every emotion is been mapped out in the teaching of Centics. There's a guy, I forget his name, that did the whole field of Centics, where he shows the different emotions mapped out based on the change in volume over time. So there's that aspect. And then there's my favorite, and that's sound energy. I think it's soundenergy.net or soundenergy.org. And that's a voice analysis system that does very specific analysis of all of the different frequencies and harmonics in the voice. And then does an algorithm to take you into higher consciousness and plays the information back into you using scalar wave technology and imprints the same information into water with the scalar waves so you can drink that water of the higher consciousness that you in particular need. That's really cool. sound energy. I forget, soundenergy.net or soundenergy.org. I'm pretty sure it's not soundenergy.com. Soundenergy.com. It's no, yes, definitely not it. Org. I think it's .net. No, it's .net. Soundenergy.net. Yes, I'm looking it up right now. Yeah, soundenergy.net. And they're really cool people. They're working with Sai Ma now, and she's helping with this because she's found that this whole system, the voice analysis, helps her go into higher consciousness even in a deeper level. So that's one of my favorite voice analysis systems. Then, you know, I think the truth is in voice analysis, we've just touched the tip of the spirit, tip of the iceberg also in that, you know, because none of these systems have really broken it down as to precisely what's going on within your system, I think, from the voice analysis. And the truth is, it's all the information is there. And I think very soon we're going to learn how to actually figure out from our voice analysis what's going on. A lot of the pieces are there from all the different systems out there, but I don't think any one group has all of it together quite yet, because there's a lot of missing information still. So there's that aspect of sound healing. There's also the whole aspect of just therapy for children and adults with learning disabilities. It's mostly based on the work of Alfred Tomatis. And there's a system called the sound listening system, which has been proven to get rid of learning disabilities. Mostly it just rolls off the low frequencies in classical music until you have just the highs, and then rolls them back in until you have the full spectrum of all the frequencies in the music. And this gets rid of the learning disabilities. There's some other parts to the technology, but that's the core part. And so there's quite a few therapists that have this system, the listening program, that are using it very effectively. And so there's a whole range of therapies based on that. There's also a whole field of energy frequency medicine that is that are systems called, there's the QXCI, which is the main system out there that people use, although I think other systems are much better. Also, the head of the QXCI system is in big trouble with the government because he forged some some papers that said he was FDA approved, and so he's not allowed in the U.S. and they're starting to confiscate some of those systems. But there's also systems out there like the Nutra Energetic System. There's the Asira by G-Tech, there's the Zyto system, and all of these systems basically send electronic signals through the body and ping different organs. And then the result is picked up with galvanic skin response. And it gives you like a medical readout that's about 30 pages long. And very effective system, a lot of diagnostic or assessment systems. And then they actually will create a homeopathic remedy either for that you can put into water, or they have Nutra Energetic System, Nutra, what do you call them, like a homeopathic type remedies for vitamins and a full range of nutraceuticals, that's what it's called, that you can take based on this analysis or assessment. Again, we can't use diagnostic. So there's those systems. Some of them are quite expensive and they're very effective. We're now hooking up with a few of these companies to have them do the diagnostic or assessment, and then we'll use our virtual reality system for the treatment. Our virtual reality system that we just got funded for is such that you look down with a virtual reality helmet and you can see a graphic of inside your body. So you can see organs if you want. You could see bones. You could see muscles. You could see endocrine glands. You could see chakras or, you know, etheric bodies. And then you can take a visual of a sound that is floating around the room in 3D, right where the sound is, right where you're hearing it. And you grab the sound, you can take it and put it inside your heart, for example. And when you do that, it moves the sound up and down on the sound table, a massage table with speakers in it. So you feel the sound inside your heart, right where you're seeing the sound. So you can have a whole mix spread through your body and see it as well. So we use these energy medicine systems like the Nutra Energetic System, Asaira, and Zyto to actually do an assessment to figure out where you need the sounds and visuals inside your body and what sounds and visuals you need inside your body. But the part I'm most excited about is then taking that visual system and creating like an image of an angel. And then you lay inside the image of this light body of an angel. And you see all of your chakras lit up with spinning sacred geometry images. You feel the sound of each chakra in the sound table. And then you feel the flowing energy of each etheric field, of each aura around you, and you see it as you're laying inside of it. And you're in a whole room with the ocean underneath you, perhaps, with rainbows in virtual reality throughout the room. And you might even be inside a sacred geometry image. Besides having them inside your body, you might be inside a whole octahedron. So this is what we're working on and should be ready in about 6 to 9 months. And I'm most excited about this because I think it will open new portals of taking us into higher consciousness. We'll also be an entertainment system for people to do virtual reality rides through the body. And as I mentioned before, we also have a bodysuit that we're developing so you can have sounds on very specific areas, not only from the sound table, but on top of your body and through your body, through all the acupuncture points as well. So besides the whole area of sound healing, there's a whole other component that we also teach here at the Institute, and that's sacred geometry. And the way that sacred geometry images correspond to sound structures. So we've mathematically figured out how to take any sound structure, harmonic structure of sound, and map it into a visual structure. One of our instructors, Randy Masters, has taken the Sri Yantra and actually figured out the relationship of every side of every triangle within the Sri Yantra. Mathematically. So he's figured out the musical relationship between each side of each triangle and created chimes that are those musical relationships. So he's got 24 chimes that create every musical relationship within the Sri Yantra. What that means is we can create a sacred geometry image that maps to the structure of the heart. The structure of you know, states of consciousness, ultimately. I mean, the limits are unbelievable. So we also teach all the different sacred geometry images that are the best for putting in different areas of the body or for visualizing as well. Or for using, also creating sacred geometry structures, you know, that are, so your room is, that you create is actually doing healing on you. So you're in healing spaces. There's also the whole other area of the frequency of colors and the frequency of light and what colors correspond to what sounds that we go through in the classes. So, and then there's the whole other aspect of the just intention and how you can create basically a frequency by just setting an intention and then adding that intention to a sound. Because really, your intention, there's no more powerful frequency than your intention. but when you add it to sound, that's the whole deal. And then you add it to visuals, you add it to color, and you get the whole thing going. And you get, like I said, the more ways you lead a horse to water, the more possibilities that it will drink from spirit. So, if you want to find out more information about the sound healing field, there's a lot of information on our website at soundhealingcenter.com. You can always give us a call if you want to talk at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2-HUM, H-U-M. Or you could call our 800 number, 800-9000-MIX, to get in touch. Or send us an email. You can send me an email at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Again, it's all just the tip of an iceberg. The amount of research that's been going on is minimal. That's why we've set up the whole Sound Healing Research Foundation. It's all completely the tip of the iceberg. It's changing fast. It's becoming a huge field that will soon overtake the whole medical field. Everybody in the field knows it. Within 5 years, it will be completely changed by sound healing, sound and light therapies. There are so many technologies and so many powerful things that are helping us go into spirit and higher consciousness. May that happen sooner than later. As we go into the evening, hold that thought. Into the rest of the weekend. Into the rest of the week. Into the rest of the month. Into the rest of the year. Into years to come. Into lifetimes to come. May we all be able to heal ourselves on our own really soon. Take care.